Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. It is so wonderful being with you today. Last weekend, I was actually working with Alison Armstrong on the PAX programming on men and relationships, men and marriage, men and sex. And her relationship work is so extraordinary. And I know we've been talking about the PAX information, but I just really want to share with you how you can dive so deep into your relationship and into yourself and into your femininity and open doors to your relationship with men like never before. And then you had the opportunity last week while I was at the PAX tour to listen to one of my favorite guests and one of my very favorite shows, which was Amanda Rain speaking about how to speak the unspeakable and how to ask for all those things that you want sexually, how to have those relationships, how to have those conversations and those questions. And so if you haven't had a chance to listen to Amanda Rain's Speak the Unspeakable, truly one of my favorite shows to listen to, and so much information that really just enriches your sex life, your love life, your romance, your passion. And we are going to be exploring that even further with our guest today. Today we are talking with Darlene Grimes, and Darlene is going to be talking to us about the Isle of Love and the IOL Vacation Club. And I actually met Darlene at CEO Space, and I know that we've had Dave Phillipson on the Unlimited Life Show talking about CEO Space, which I'm a member of, and that's an entrepreneurial forum for mentors and for business people. And it's a place where the creme de la creme of the business people go. It's a place where if you are at the very, very, very top and peak of your field, that's where you go to meet other people that are at the top and the peak of their fields. So when I met Darlene there, I automatically knew that she was the very best of the best in romance, in vacation, in getaway, in really finding that love, keeping that love, opening the doorway, opening that pathway to simulation, to sensuality, and to exploring your relationship and having a life and a connection so much deeper and grander and richer and better than you ever imagined it could be before. Since 2010, Darlene has served as CEO of the Isle of Love, which is an international resort development company, and it's currently developing an ultra-exclusive luxury adult-only, hear that, luxury adult-only, kid-free resort in the gorgeous country of Belize, which is actually one of my very favorite countries. She leads a team of 27 professionals with this company, and it also offers a vacation club. And for really incredibly low prices, you can have luxury travel. And she's going to talk to us today about how you can make that happen. And prior to this, for a decade, she was the director of marketing and special projects of the Crystal Cathedral Ministries. Imagine going from ministries into this whole world of romance and love and passion and lust and fantasy and desire. I love that that's been her road, which was an organization in 542 countries. She was on a team managing a conference and a retreat center named Rancho Capistrano in Southern California, and that hosted over 250 weddings and 150 conferences yearly. So she really knows how to orchestrate and make things work. Imagine if you let her orchestrate your love life and your romance and your travel, what that would look like. She's handled special events, sports tournaments, fundraising galas. She is extraordinary. She really is. Darlene earned a BS from the Newhouse School and a BFA in advertising design from Syracuse University. She has 25 years of experience in sales and marketing and project management and in leadership. And if that's not enough, she owns several businesses, but her passion and her compassion, and right now, the way that she's going to open the door to the future to helping you is with the Isle of Love. And I'm so excited because this is a topic we've been waiting for. Darlene, welcome to the show.
Oh, Nicole, thank you. That was just a wonderful introduction. Thank you. Summarize your life in one paragraph. I love it.
You're just amazing. I mean, when I met you, there is a light, a scintillation, and a sizzle when someone meets you. There's just sometimes you just meet people and you feel electrified. you're one of these people that just, there's so much life pouring out of you and so much joy pouring out of you.
Oh,
and so I'm so thrilled that you're here, because I really know that you know how to open these portals and these doors to romance and to lust in life. And I think that when we're talking on this show, so many people want to know, one, you know, how do you keep romance and sex alive? And how do you really live that happily ever after? And how do you make sex and romance fun and play fun? And, you know, how do you, once you have a safe playground, how do you play? And so I was just so thrilled that you're here and for all you're doing. And so I want to first just go back just a little bit, because we always ask people when they were, like, little, when they were, you know, kids, and they wanted to be Miss America or an astronaut or a prima ballerina or something, you know, were you always able to help people, like, make their dreams come true? Or did you, how did you even begin?
Well, as a child, it was through dancing, but, of course, it wasn't about helping couples with their intimacy and romance as a child, but very early on, I got into that because I was just very open and honest about my sexuality, and people would come to me and ask me questions about any challenges that they were having in their intimate lives, and I found over the years that sometimes it was so simple to solve what they thought was a major issue, but they didn't have an outside person's perspective, because, of course, that's something that you keep to yourself. It's private. It's part of your private life. So once people started opening up to me and I realized that I did have a gift for helping them, I, you know, with the help of life coaches and business coaches, actually at CEO Space, I formed, you know, a way that I could do this through a resort that would have programming that would help couples with their, you know, romantic and intimate lives.
I love that. I love that. And I know that, you know, when we look at statistics and, you know, some reading, that couples that travel together have better relationships and they have better sex than those that don't. Is that true?
Absolutely. And, you know, that survey is done by the U.S. Travel Association, but we don't need a survey to tell us that. We know, as, you know, if we've ever been in a relationship, that when you travel and you're away from home without the distractions of children and work and schedules, and you might even turn your phone off, heaven forbid, or be in a place where there's no cell phone signal, that you really have the time to focus on your relationship. And yes, statistics prove that people who travel have better sex lives and stay married longer. So I think that's really important to your audience, because, of course, we want to learn how to stay married longer and have quality while we're married.
Absolutely. You know, when I was a child, my parents used to take one weekend a month, and we would be shuffled off to my grandparents one weekend a month. And even if they just went to the hotel down the street, but they took one weekend a month without children, without anything, and they just took time for themselves. And I know even in talking to Alison Armstrong and some of her PACS programs, she was saying mm-hmm. how things in a house speak to a woman. Like when you're on your way to the bed, you think, oh, my gosh, I have to straighten that picture. I have to do the laundry. There's dust there by the fire. Like, you see all this stuff. Like, the house talks to you. But when
Absolutely.
You were away, your house is not talking to you, and you could focus on your mate and your partner and allow yourself to just be there. And, you know, so I love that, and I love that this is February, and it's really like the month of love. So the fact that we're talking about this, and so when you talk about fantasy or exotic travel, is that something that you think can, it's not just about getting away, but incorporating that fantasy aspect or that aspect of not being at the local Holiday Inn, but being in Bermuda or being on an island with a waterfall? How does that strengthen a marriage in a different way?
Well, that's absolutely true, you know, but we can include the staycation, because people that don't have the money to go to an exotic destination can also create a fantasy environment on a local level. You know, if not at their house, they can maybe trade with another couple, especially if they have little children, trade houses, try a different bedroom. I know it's a little crazy, but, you know, you may have, know another couple that has a beautiful house that maybe needs a house sitter for the weekend. And so you can create an exotic destination. You can still, and I have based a lot of what I do on Alison Armstrong's work, and I love it, you know, and I totally get what you're saying about what she says about the house speaking to you. But, you know, if you absolutely cannot afford to go out of the house, you can, or it's not in your budget, I should say, because everybody can afford things, then, you know, you can create that fantasy environment within your home. I know when I was married, there was a movie, and I'm really dating myself, called Quest for Fire that came out about cavemen. And one day my husband came home, and I was dressed in a cavewoman outfit. I had the movie in the VCR player, and I had a blanket on the floor and, like, a big, like, turkey leg that he could gnaw on. And I pretended that we were in this caveman, cavewoman environment right in our home, right in our living room. So, you know, it's possible, like, reenacting scenes from movies is a really fun way to create fantasy. If you're not a truly creative person, a lot of people say, oh, I'm not creative. Of course, we all have some creativity. But, you know, take the cue from the movie. Take the scenes from different movies that you like that have romantic settings. And, you know, but then for traveling, of course, people are going away for travel for so many different reasons, and there's some new terms that have come up. In addition to your honeymoon, there's proposal moons, where people take their lover away to propose. There are baby moons. Yeah, there's baby moons, where you go away on a procreation vacation with a deliberate intent of, we're going to make our baby in, you know, St. Lucia instead of Brooklyn, you know. And so you can have a wonderful story to tell your child. Yeah, you were created in, you know, this exotic location. And, of course, for anniversaries and any special milestone occasion that you want to celebrate with your lover, you certainly, it's really great to be able to go away. And when you travel, you also can uncover things about your partner that you might never have known if you didn't travel. You know, what are their preferences of location, the obvious one, but as well as, you know, what kind of things they'd like to do when they travel, you know, what their biorhythms, how they change when they travel, and maybe they didn't like to make love in the morning, but now all of a sudden they're a maniac in the mornings, you know, so it's really fun because changing the setting changes the attitude. We all know when we're on vacation that we let ourselves go and let down our inhibitions just a little bit compared to the way we are when we're, you know, we have schedules and children and, you know, activities and networking meetings to go to. Right, and neighbors that might hear. Exactly.
People that recognize us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I noticed there are hotels and even some spas that have rooms that are like, one is the caveman uh-huh. room, one is like, you know, the Oktoberfest room, and one is like a palace, and you know, and just they have fantasy rooms. But, you know, I love the idea that you can do that, that you created that in your own home. It is really spectacular.
Right, yes. And, you know, a part of that too is costumes. You know, when people are in costume, they will behave differently. When they have a mask on, it's just with your own lover. Somehow putting a mask on and putting a costume changes the dynamic to where, you know, you can do things that you may not have the nerve to do. I say we allow couples to be more daring than they have been. And, you know, even in a public place, you can be daring. Say you're in a taxi, or you've decided to do a romantic gondola ride around Newport Harbor. We have them here at Newport Harbor, but they're in many locations, like even in Vegas at Venice Casino. You know, you can pay the gondolier or the taxi driver just a little extra tip not to turn around, so you can do what you'd like to do and make it exciting and different. And you can, you know, go to the movies and pretend you're teenagers. Sit in the back row and do the things you used to do when you were teenagers in the movies instead of watching the movie. Pick a boring movie.
big and boring.
Those are just a few ideas.
I'm glad that it's a boring movie and not a kid's school play or something. You're like, oh, no. We've seen this play so many times. A little kinky school piece or something.
It just depends on how kinky you are.
Like a boring movie. That is so funny. That is so cute. I love that. And then I know that you have so many projects. When I met you, you were working on the Mermaid project, which I so desperately wanted to go to. My schedule, my little dance card was all filled up when I was at CEO Space, but I really wanted to go over and to see the show, and I'm really interested, you know, and I love, we might even do a whole separate show on Unlimited Life on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would love for you to tell me about some of the, you know, projects that you're working on, including the Vacation Club and the membership, because I think that so many people, like you're saying, feel like that they can't afford to get away, or that they really don't know how, or they go to the same places all the time. They're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go to some place when they were dating, and they're like, we're going to come back here every year. And then they are
right.
married for 5 and 10 years, and they're like, gosh, we need to spice up our relationship. It never changes. It's always the same. And they start, you know, fantasizing about, you know, people on TV or film actors or, you know, wonky celebrities or whatever. So tell, I mean, because you have, it's like you're like the Jerry's Deli of romance and sex and passion and play and pleasure and lust and romance and exotica and erotica. I feel like it's the deli menu, and you're just going, oh, my gosh, there's so much here. I could, you know, I was really hungry, but what do I have first?
Well, I thank you. I'm going to call myself the Jerry's Deli of romance now.
So for anyone, you know, tell me about the vacation clubs and the vacation resorts and different ways that people really can open the door to their romance and their love life just being richer than it ever was before.
Right, yes. Well, I spoke about, you know, the lower priced options like staycations, and there's Airbnb, just staying at an overnight local hotel like your parents might have done. But there also is discount travel clubs. There's, of course, your discount travel sites like hotels.com and things like that. But the vacation clubs give you the opportunity to access, you know, many, many more resorts that you might not have the financial wherewithal to access if you weren't a member of the club, because they purchase, you know, huge blocks of suites and one-bedroom, two-bedroom, three-bedroom units in vacation homes, vacation rentals, condos. I've even seen houseboats. And we did a bunch of research, and we found that, you know, we preferred this one. So we named it the I Love Vacation Club. We are reselling another product, but we have handpicked this one for our community. And basically for a one-time membership fee with no yearly fee, no annual renewal, you just pay one time, and then you have that membership number that gets you into access to a company that's been around for 30 years that purchases those spare inventory, basically, in bulk, and passes on the savings. So as little as $100 for a week with our vacation club on a hot week, because you get a list every week if you want to of hot weeks, you can go to, you know, a resort in Cancun or a resort in, you know, Paris. It's just amazing. So that's one option that's also a little inexpensive. And then if you want to get into the higher levels and you have a nice budget for your vacationing, there's always timeshares, which are a great option because you do get priority in these resorts. Of course, our vacation club has all the timeshares listed in it. And then you can go even rent a castle in England, or go on safari in Africa, or rent a yacht. That's a really cool way to have an exotic vacation. You know, you've got a whole crew. They cook you breakfast in bed. Or take a nice luxury cruise. There's tons and tons of cruises, which are great because they're all-inclusive. And you always want to get a room with a balcony. And remember that there is 24-hour room service on cruises, so you can get your breakfast in bed and things like that, and have romantic candlelight dinners out on that balcony. So there's also, you know, tons and tons of resorts. In our vacation club, we have 260,000 resorts. So, you know, there's plenty of places to choose from. I did want to talk about glamping, though. A lot of people don't know about glamping. This is a new trend in the resort industry where people basically are in a tent, but it's a high-end tent with, you know, linens and china and silver and a butler and a maid. And that's another kind of more towards the inexpensive way to have a very romantic getaway. They're even doing glamping at the Hilton Hotel in Manhattan by putting up little tents on, little cabanas on the roof. It's amazing because people want to have that outdoor experience.
That's amazing.
Oh, and February is the best for international travel, and September is the best month for travel as far as pricing goes.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I just picked that off of the
US Travel Association. Great to know, though. I mean, that's so great, you know, because I travel all the time. And
yeah.
You know, and people say, oh, come see me, I'm a New York girl, come see me, I'm in Ohio girl, come see me, I'm in New Orleans, you know. And when you have friends everywhere and you love your friends everywhere and you're like, oh, yeah, so, you know, I'll make it out there this year. But how nice to know that September is great for domestic travel, or February. I could go to Cologne and see my friends in, you know, Germany, or go to London. And so, and it's also great because February is a big wedding month, and September is a big wedding month. They are both times that people, you know, choose to get married, and so what great information to have that available. And then, so if somebody is interested in being part of the vacation club, which all of a sudden I have my hand raised and I'm jumping up and down. how do they do that? How do they find you? How do they find the Isle of Love Vacation Club?
Okay, well, normally they would go to iolvacations.com. That's capital I, capital O, capital L, like Isle of Love abbreviated, I-O-L, vacations.com. And there's a video, 8 minutes, that explains how the Vacation Club works, so I highly recommend people watch that. And then you would click on the link below the video and register. However, this morning I decided your listeners, because you're giving me this opportunity in Love Month, are very special because you're very special to me, and I want to give them a $200 discount on the fee. And by the way, the fee is only $545, so that brings it down to $345. And in order to get that discount, what you're going to have to do is text me, and then I will arrange to set that up because it's not something that's, you know, set up in the system. And my number is, my for texting is 949-306-3854. Just text me with your name and say Vacation Club, and I will send you, you know, the link you need.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for doing that. What a tremendous, tremendous gift. I mean, that's fantastic. And that's incredible that the rate is that low to be part of this Vacation Club. That's amazing.
Thank you. I also want to...
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I just want to put a plug in for one more thing.
And literally have a bridge to romance for the rest of your future. And, you know, I mean, that's just amazing. That is like the golden chalice of romance, just filled with all infinite possibilities. So thank you.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you. And I wanted to, you know, I picked this vacation club out from several of them because I wanted our community to have a way to start traveling right away. But we are, you asked me to, going back to telling you about some of my projects, are still, you know, we're in process of purchasing an island in Belize to put the Isle of Love Resort on. So, of course, once that is in place, anyone that's a member of the Vacation Club will get, you know, information about that. And sometime this year, I'm not quite sure of the month yet, though, we're debuting Isle of Love Connections, which is going to be a platform for
couples to get an education about enriching their relationship, and for singles to meet quality connections both online and offline. And I found I want to take the Isle of Love model and make it accessible to more people. So we're going to be debuting that soon. And we're going to do it in the form of a Hangout, of Google Hangouts, because that's a really great way to interact with each other online, better than, you know, just a phone call or something like that where you get to see the person. So
please keep us posted on that. And when that happens,
I will.
I would love to bring you back on. And we could do a special show just on that, because I think that there's such great opportunity for people once they have a forum. And people feel safe, too. I mean, everybody has different sexual proclivities and different desires. And, you know, we talk about, you know, all of the different exotic possibilities for people. And I think that just knowing that there are other people out there, and that there are people that you could talk to, and that there are resorts just for you, and there are resorts just for your mate, and there are resorts, you know, it pretty much whatever fantasy that you've ever had, there's a place for you to find a really luxurious, amazing, ultimate, exclusive, life-changing, life-opening, you know, awakening place. And I know that, you know, that you really have, you know, access and a pulse to all of that. And so I think it's so wonderful for you to open a forum for people, because especially when people are entering relationships, and I know so many people that are listening right now and so much of our audience are looking to deepen even the relationships that they've had, even if they've been in a relationship for many years, that they still want to go deeper sexually, or they want to take the intimacy to a new level, or they want to take themselves to a level that they've only imagined that they can get to. And I know that you offer all sorts of ways and possibilities for that to happen, and I'm absolutely so excited by that.
Thank you. Yeah, what we do is we talk about the stuff other people aren't talking about. It's the real deep issues underneath that people are, you know, not really discussing, because it may not be popular to get that specific and graphic about your intimate life. But we're not afraid, because we know it will make people's lives better.
Right, and we're not afraid on the show either. You know, and that's what I even love.
Wonderful.
You know, absolutely, because that's what it's about. You want to bring people the information that can unfold them, that can open them. When we talk about the happily ever after, well, how do you get? It's like the map. You know, if you want to go from here to Paris or whatever, how do you get there? And how do you get to happily ever after? How do you get to may all your wishes and dreams come true? How do you get to fantasies and fairy tales? The only way you get there is one, stepping in to the world of the fantasy and fairy tales, and the other is finding somebody to navigate the ship, finding a captain that knows how to navigate the waves and where the islands are, and, you know, set the winds and the sea. And so it's great that you wear that captain's hat for people to really be able to, you know, travel the seas that they've always wanted to see. And I just so commend you for that.
Oh, thank you. You know, that's a very important point, and that's a big part of the Isle of Love. We call it the three C's, coaches, classes, and counseling, because people sometimes will go away to, say, an adult resort or even a clothing optional resort because they want to try something new and daring. But if they don't have that captain guiding them, sometimes it doesn't go so well because they haven't had discussions previously about and what their comfort levels are. And, you know, we want to provide that so that people feel free. And there's all different types of resorts that you can go to that are adult-only, kid-free. Everything from, say, a Beaches and a Sandals where it just offers everything your typical resort offers. It's just that there's no children there. All the way to the lifestyle resorts, which are clothing optional and allow people to have, to make love and have sex outside their rooms. So, you know, for a lot of people, that's way too much. They'd like something maybe in between, or they just like to go to a couples resort. So I can, you know, assist people in making that choice as well of what type of resort they want to go to. Now, once the Isle of Love is open, they just come there.
Well, bravo. Okay, we're all signing up right now. I think that's so great. And I love that it is such a rainbow of all the different colors. Just like you're saying, for some people that just want to go to a resort where there aren't children, and that just not having children for a couple days is not that they don't have children. Their children are left at home with people that they love, hopefully, and are taking care of their children.
Yeah, we love
very
family.
Well. But just the fact that they have a couple days by themselves, that they can just really dive into each other and allow themselves to see each other and really remember why they fell in love and spend those times and sort of share intimacy in a little bit deeper, uniquer, more experimental, playful way or whatever that is, and that you have that to offer. But then people that have always wanted to try things or explore things in their relationships, how wonderful that they could do it together, and how wonderful that there are places and spaces that are already designed. Like you're saying that you have that coach that are already designed to fulfill those needs. So when they're saying,
right.
well, we always
because,
wanted to. Yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to say, like, nowadays, a lot of times people are getting married that have lived together for many, many years. And how do they make that honeymoon special? How do they spice it up, you know, and not have it just be another trip that they've taken? And I think that, you know, trying something daring, trying something on the next level, for a lot of people it's like, I never did horseback riding on the beach nude, so we're going to try that. You know, that's something I've always thought about, whatever. And some people, it's, you know, I just want to go to a place where they teach you about technique and intimacy and different things you can do and how to spice it up. And so there's everything is out there and everything is available. But like I said, most people don't have that captain to guide them to it. So I love that analogy, captain of the ship.
Absolutely. And then as you're talking about horseback riding, because I love to horseback ride, and I ride bareback. I've been riding bareback since I was a little kid. And, you know, so and I, for me, that's the most, it's like walking and breathing. You know, I'm so connected to the horses, and I just think it's so amazing. But I remember that you had something about seahorses, that they have breeding ranches. Can you tell me about that? Because that just really intrigued me.
Well, that is our nonprofit educational and ocean conservation part of our company. It's a separate, you know, foundation. It's called the Patal Foundation, but it's about teaching, educating people as to ocean conservation and reef restoration, because down in Belize, we are a mile from, you know, where we want to place the resort is a mile and a half from the edge of the second largest barrier reef in the world, and it is still beautiful, and it's not polluted like some of the reef areas in the world, and we want to keep it that way. So one of the fantasy things we came up with, because it's in alignment with our fantasy resort theme, is to have a mermaid sanctuary and let people go swimming with mermaids. And it would have a seahorse breeding ranch there, because seahorses are such romantic animals. They are creatures, I don't know what they are, fish. They hold hands by latching their tails together when they swim, and they mate for life, and they also make love for 3 days when they're going to procreate. So it's pretty romantic. So we want to definitely preserve the seahorse mentality. And, you know, the mermaids are live actors and actresses that are free divers that put on these silicone mermaid tails that look just like real mermaid tails, and they will take our guests swimming through a beautiful underwater fantasy environment. And while they're doing that, they're teaching them ways that they can, when they go home, conserve our beautiful planet and be kind to Mother Gaia. So we're very excited about that. We just formed a partnership with a gentleman who's working on a Belize aquarium. So if we can put the two projects together, that's just going to be fabulous.
Oh, my goodness. So how do people get involved in the Belize project? Because I know that there are people that are listening to this that are just, oh, my gosh, does that sound wonderful.
Yeah, just go to iloveLove.com and fill in the contact sheet. You know, there's a contact us page. Or you can do the same thing, text that number and just say resort instead of vacation club. You know, this is my name and I want to know information about the Isle of Love Resort.
Oh,
That's so great.
And the number is 949-306-3854.
I just, to have an island like that and to have a place and a space, and I love that you're incorporating all of these elements because that's what makes special even more special. It's sometimes, you know, when you go to a restaurant and all of a sudden they'll bring you a little appetizer and you weren't expecting it or something in between meals,
mm-hmm.
open that with the chef, and you just are like, oh my gosh, that was just so unexpected and so lovely that they did that. And every time when there's just something that's unexpected and that takes this wonderful experience up just a notch and one more level, and it sounds like you've incorporated all these details to make special more special.
Thank you. That's a great way to say it. That's our philosophy.
And then I saw, you know, when I was reading some of the statistics, it says that 83% of the couples who travel together say that romance is still alive in their relationship.
Absolutely. Because
that's an incredible statistic.
Yeah, well, it's the same philosophy as your parents' date night. You know, if you take some time out of your schedule to focus on your beloved, I mean, this is the most significant relationship in your life, in addition to your children and your parents, say, you know, your beloved. At least schedule some time and go away out of the house with them and focus entirely on that third entity that's formed when the two of you come together, which is the relationship.
It's just, it's incredible. So do you coach, you know, you talk about coaching and, you know, all of the areas that go in with the three C's. So are you one of the coaches or do you help coach people in their relationships and in their fantasy and in their how to make their relationship deeper and broader?
I do, and I have done that for quite a few years, but I kind of let that go to focus on developing the resort right now. But I would be open to that if someone really had a strong need and wanted to speak with me, or I could refer you to someone on our counseling team. We do have a team of people that one of our members has a master's degree in spiritual psychology, which I think is really cool to bring in the spiritual part of it. And Dr. David Gruder heads up our counseling team, and he is probably known as the foremost authority in the academia circles. General public may not have heard of him, but in academia, he is the authority on integrity in the world, really. And he is designing our curriculum, and he is a wellspring of resources as well. So I can connect you or anyone that's interested. So, yes, you can contact through me.
Thank you. I mean, that's just because I know that a lot of people are so wanting and so willing and so desiring and so scared. People are so, it's so funny to, because it's impossible to fall. You know, when
mm-hmm.
you're in love, you're only going deeper into somebody. It is the safest place in the world. It's like submerging in a tub where you just say, oh, my gosh, this is so warm and so wonderful and so beautiful. You know, but we put our little toe and we go, oh, it's warm. and then we get in the water and we're like, oh, this is so nice. I love you. If people talk you into the tub, it's okay. Step in, you're all good. It's lovely, and I always love to talk to people on the other side after they've gone on these incredible vacations and after they've allowed
mm-hmm.
themselves the chance at romance or love or passion or play or pleasure in a whole different way, and they come back elated, blissful, euphoric, scintillating, just sensational people. And they always want to, it's like my greatest thought whenever I think about people doing these vacation clubs and you know, following you and your work and what you're doing, it's like when you're on a water slide, and you're on the water slide, and then you land in the pool, and right away people are like, let's do it again, and they get up.
Right. People automatically want to go do it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And it is so much fun and so much pleasure. And I'm so thrilled that this is what you're doing. But I do have to ask, from the Crystal Cathedral Ministries. I mean, that is, if we were playing leapfrog, that's a really big jump. How does one go from the Crystal Cathedral Ministries, an organization of 542 countries, to romance, to love? Not that God isn't love, but
well,
yeah, make the transition, yes.
For me, it's not a stretch at all, because God invented sex. He said, go forth and multiply, right in Genesis to Adam and Eve. From a religious, spiritual standpoint, God wants our relationships to be intimate and wonderful and fulfilling, and wants us to stay together. So to me, creating a resort, now the thing that catches people is the words adult only. Because then they go to some of the adult-only resorts, like I said, that do exist, where for lifestyle groups, which is what they call swingers, where people are having sex with each other. And we don't make any judgments about how you deepen your intimate lives, because for every couple, it's going to be different, what they need to do to spice it up or enhance it or fix it or whatever. So for me, the whole time I was working for the ministry, I did have to keep my intimacy coaching on the down low, because I was told on more than one occasion that you cannot run a sex company and be a leader in a Christian ministry as well, because I did have the title of director. So, but you know, it was a lack of love and a lack of male and female being able to communicate and connect on a deep level, that was the downfall of that ministry. It is no longer in existence because, well, it is actually, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. It's not in existence the way it was. It's a small local church now. But, it, you know, that happened because the family, the men and the women in the family were not communicating and not acting out of love. It was a jealousy and a rivalry between the mess. So I think that if they had gone to the Isle of Love with their spouses and learned how to communicate, it might have been avoided. So I don't see any disconnect, because I feel that, you know, just from my personal opinion, and many of you disagree with me, but that's okay. When you're making love to your beloved and you're having a very, very deeply intimate time, it is the closest thing that you can get on this physical plane to that spiritual union that you can have with spirit that you have when you return to the spiritual plane. So for me, creating a place where people can be able to make that connection deeper is a spiritual thing. So it just goes together for me.
I love that answer. What a beautiful answer. It's funny when you were saying how, you know, they wanted you to keep the coaching, you know, on the down low or whatever. And right away I went to, there was a time many years ago that there was a rock climbing wall in one of, you know, like the big gyms, big systems or something like that, this huge rock climbing wall. And I saw it and I got all excited and I just immediately started climbing, and I climbed to the very top and somebody started screaming, one of the people from the gym, you can't do that. You can't climb that wall without a harness, without a rope, you know. And they're yelling, you can't climb the wall without a harness and rope. And I was at the top, and somebody that was standing by said, well, obviously she can, because she's already at the top.
Exactly.
Obviously she can climb it without a harness and a rope.
Right.
But it's funny when you're already doing what you do, what's instinctive for you, which is to help people with their sexuality,
right,
and to help people in their journey to love and to help people. And it's funny to have people on the outside saying, well, you can't do that. What do you mean I can't do that? It's what I do naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's funny from somebody else on the outside looking in saying that that's what she does. And what a gift I mean, Darlene, if you had to help people do anything, wouldn't you rather help people find love and ultimate intimacy than help them with their algebra? Like,
yes, I do wake up every morning smiling.
Or help them find the right cold medicine or something down there. I mean, if you're going to help people.
Yeah. But for some people, that's their calling.
Yes.
Everybody has a different calling, right? And my calling just happened to be to help people with their intimate lives, and it wasn't very socially accepted, you know, in certain circles, but that doesn't mean I don't do what I'm called to do. So that was a big lesson for me to learn, and I didn't learn it until I was older. You know, I wish I had learned that in my 20s, you know.
Has it changed your own intimacy and your own sex life, being able to say, yes, this we should be able to step into every fantasy and every fairy tale and be able to follow our heart's desires and have a place to do it?
I believe that I've always felt that way, so I didn't notice a big difference. The difference was with me caring about what other people said, because I always chose partners who were in alignment with me, you know, so I didn't have that issue. But, you know, caring about it not being socially acceptable, and only because they don't understand. Once they hear me out, they usually can turn people. So, you know, for your audience, people that are, you know, contemplating a commitment that's much deeper, or making a commitment that's much deeper than they've ever made in their lives. You know, this is probably the second biggest commitment to having, other than having children, or in addition to having children. You know, they want to make sure that they're prepared and they have all the tools and resources in their you know, I don't know what the analogy is, but you're good at the analogies, Nicole. You know, you want to make sure you have all the tools and resources to make it successful. So the kind of guests that you have on your show, really, really, with the resources they have, really help that. You know, and like I say, I found Alison Armstrong's work for both men and women in that arena, because she talks about the things other people don't talk about as well.
Right, and I love that, and I think that, I mean, for myself, I've always talked about things that other people don't talk about, and I didn't know that other people didn't talk about it. For me, it was the most natural thing in the world to be able to, you know, I don't know if you know, I came from the romance world where I wrote all these romance novels. And I used to fix television shows that were failing in the ratings by writing love scenes. And, I mean, I came from writing romance. That was my background. And so, for me, I was writing the possible. I wasn't writing scenes for people to feel really sad and say, oh, I have a terrible love life, and I read this book, and, you know, people in fairy tale worlds can have this great sex life. I was writing books so people could read them and say, wow, if they could do it in the book, I could do it too. Or doesn't that sound like fun? Or we've never tried that. I mean, for me,
exactly,
it was the most natural thing in the world to share my thoughts. I remember once I had a friend of mine in Canada, and he wanted to read some of what I was writing in the romance novels, and he wasn't into buying romance novels. And I said, sure, I'll send you a couple things. And I sent it to him, and he sent me back a letter saying, Nicole, oh, my God. And it had like 1,000 explanation points, and it said, don't ever send me this again unless it's in sing-along shower sheets. I can't believe this is what you write. But it was like, for me, it's walking and breathing. For me, the sex, the love, the romance, the passion, the play, the pleasure, all of it is, like you're saying, closest thing to God, you know, make love whatever that is. And it's how love, if love makes the world go round, if love is the cure-all, if love heals, if love opens doors, if love is the message, then we need to be able to find it in ourselves and in our partners and our mates, and we need to be able to go out and find it in the world. And so the fact that you are navigating people and guiding people to this world of love in a whole different way, and, you know, and obviously as we talk about, the statistics are so high that this works. Travel works. Mm-hmm. Romance works. Intimacy works. You know, even, like you're saying, many vacations in your own town, in your own home, in your own living room work, and being able, you know, to really create that
to allow that, to trust that. That's the secret.
Exactly.
So what would be some advice then for somebody? Do you think that the very first thing they should do is talk to their partner, or should they first contact you and say, hi, darling, this is really what I've been thinking about, and where do I go from here?
Well, if it is a challenge talking to their partner, if they have the kind of relationship where they think their partner wouldn't go for an idea that they have, yes, definitely contact me. But if you have the type of relationship with your partner where you can discuss anything, then start with your partner for sure. And then both of you together decide, you know, what you want to do from that point on. And bring some resources. Bring, you know, I have helpful links on the IOL vacations.com site, links to different resorts and links to aphrodisiac foods and different ideas, you know, to rekindle romance while you're traveling. Because, of course, that's geared towards traveling. So, you know, bring some resources and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And then if, you know, if you can't come to an agreement or there's a challenge, you certainly want to, I always encourage people, be open to professional help. And a lot of people have a stigma about that. I even had a stigma. I did not become a sex therapist because there was such a social stigma about that, even though I felt it was my calling. And the Isle of Love is like a socially acceptable way for me to do it. You know? So more socially acceptable. So, you know, you can start with an intimacy coach, you know, and then move through the ranks. Yeah, if you're wounded, if there's some deep wounds, yes, please start with a professional psychologist or psychiatrist. Don't go with amateurs. You know, if there's a wounded thing that needs to be fixed, hypnotherapy, you know, just go with the professional. Don't trust that to your neighbors, your friends. But if it's just a matter of enhancement and strengthening and deepening, and I said that wrong, not just the matter, if this is what you want to do, then yes, there's tons of resources out there, and you can do it yourself for sure.
That's so magical, and I'm so, so, so excited for what you're doing. And I love, too, that you have such a buffet menu, that, you know, that you have the condos, that you have resorts, that you have bed and breakfast, that you have houseboats, which just sounds so romantic to be on a houseboat, that you have, what are you calling the camping thing on top of the hotel?
Glamorous camping combined, glamping.
I think that's fantastic. And I mean, I know so many people that are listening to the call that right away, that they were writing that down. And I love the idea that people go on exotic trips to create babies. And I think that that's what a beautiful thing to do as well, and to create these incredible, really intentional trips to be able to deepen love in a whole new way. And I'm just, I mean, for me, the fact that you have such a wide range that I really feel like there isn't a single person that's not listening to the show that you can't help. It doesn't matter if they're in a relationship, if they're looking for a relationship, as you talk about the website for singles and being able to have that forum and that Google forum, or if they're just getting married, or if they've been in a relationship for many years and they want to keep that love alive or that passion alive, or they just had a baby and they just need a good night's sleep.
Right.
All of these people should find you.
Well, and some people just want to, like, just let me buy the membership to the vacation club and I'll handle it all myself. You don't have to bug me. You know, some people are in that proclivity, too. So that's available as well, although we offer all that help. You know, it's not mandatory by any means. It's not that type of membership club where you have to attend meetings and pay dues.
it sounds so wonderful. And the swimming with the mermaids, just recently I had the opportunity to be in an event where they had mermaids in the pool, women that were, you know, mermaids, and they had this incredible exotic light show. And I'll tell you, it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It was so sensual and so evocative and so provocative and so connecting to the all that is in that very moment. Just to watch this mermaid show was so,
mm-hmm.
it was so beautiful. I mean, it's something that I can still close my eyes, and it's been quite some time. I mean, it was within this year, but, you know, that they say they go to a happy place, or, you know, you're meditating, and, you know, close your eyes and go. I could still, on a dime, think about the mermaid show, and the feeling comes right back to watching these mermaids in the water and in the pool and the lights and just the beauty of that and the motion of that and where that takes you as a person, as a woman. So the fact that you have this opportunity and this incredible, you know, event and resort and everything built around that, I think is just spectacular. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. That really is amazing.
Oh, thank you. And I want to point out, we will have hunky mermen as well. So there's something for the ladies, too. It's not all about the mermaids, except that people generally respond to mermaids better than the word mermen in our market research. But I wanted to, you know, mermaids are definitely trending right now. Discovery Channel did, even though it was a mockumentary and people didn't catch that, was watched by more people than the Super Bowl. That's pretty substantial, a show about mermaids. So mermaids are trending, glamping is trending, couples traveling away on vacation is definitely picked up. You know, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and all the statistics in most of the countries have gone up last year, and people are starting to venture out again. And I'm just grateful that years ago we put yurts on our master concept plan for our resort. You know, we saw that. We put the Mermaid Sanctuary in 2 years ago. So I can't wait to see what we come up with next.
Well, I definitely want to help you and be a part of that. And I'm so grateful that you were with us today. It is such an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to have you on the show. And truly, I cannot imagine a single person listening to the show, and no matter what stage your relationship is, or even if you're not in one yet and you're looking and seeking and searching, or whatever country you're listening to the show from, Darlene can help you really enhance love, lust, romance, passion, play, pleasure, and the kind of happily ever after and the magic that you're looking for. She really can make it come true. So, Darlene, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
And we look forward to having you back, and we definitely want to talk about the forum. So thank you, and Isle of Love. What an amazing, amazing, amazing guest. I'm so excited, and I know you are too. She's just extraordinary. And we have so many wonderful shows coming up, but next week we have just one of my very favorite people, Chris Atwood, and a passion test. We've been talking about the passion test and how it changed my life, and I know it can change yours as well. So don't forget, follow information, look for the PAX programming. The PAX tour is next weekend in Los Angeles, so if you've taken the PAX classes, make sure you don't miss the PAX tour. And if you've not taken the PAX classes, find Allison Armstrong, find Darlene Grimes and the Isle of Love. Just incredible information on love, romance, and really your happily ever after coming true. This is Nicole Brandon, Hourglass Bride, wishing you a wonderful week, and may all your dreams come true.